Hero Blob 4, The Celestial Terror. Starring Shadal Luchin, Nicholas Nadeau, and featuring Melissa Cha as Celestine. Come with me to a darker, older side of Innocentville. In the seedier portion of downtown, there lay a curio shop. Shelves lined with unusual antiques, shrunken heads, aluminum light fixtures, Christmas ornaments from the Han Dynasty, and many other curios clutter the relatively small business. At the back of the shop, a Chinese-appearing woman comes into view, wearing a traditional Chinese dress spun from the thinnest, most body-hugging Camoan silk, slit all the way up to the top of her thigh. Quietly sitting down at her desk, she holds the microphone of a radio communication apparatus. She smiles as she twists the dusty knobs of the antique radio device, and her smile is unnaturally beautiful and alluring. She narrows her eyes as the static fades into a voice from the heavens.
Read me? Can you read me? Is anyone there, or is this new iPhone acting up again?
Hag Lady Bobo, Wang Shapu Tu Ma Zi, Taino Ka Mi Wo.
You may speak in English, Celestine. Everyone knows you don't actually know how to speak Chinese.
Fine. Make me deny my ancient Chinese culture. It is you who will miss out on the wisdom of the true Chinese proverb I was speaking.
Cha Chang Chu Cho, that's not a language, dear. Now on to business.
Yes, Venerable Hag Lady Mistress. Have you received my plan for the new attempt at destroying Blob and Innocentville?
No, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. After you said you would send it, I stayed up half the night looking at my emails, waiting for your message to come through. Then my BlackBerry playbook ran out of power, and I had to rely on my Kindle Fire's simple internet software until it ran out of power. My desktop got a virus, so when I tried to use that, it somehow got control over my Moon Palace's external security measures and started firing purple beam lasers into space and opening and closing the automated shutters on my windows. And after all that, I still didn't have any emails this morning when my various tablets got charged. Why did you not send it to me?
I faxed it.
You what?
I faxed you my plans. I told you I was going to.
Nobody faxes anymore. I thought you were making some kind of inscrutable oriental joke. I'll have to dig the fax machine out of storage in the closet of horrors plus odds and ends.
Hold! Someone approaches.
Hello? Hello? Ni hao kai lan.
If human aid you seek, I am here. Wait, devil.
Oh, hey. My name is Bob Normalsman, just a normal, everyday American round eye.
Very round eyes indeed, Bob Normalsman.
And he did have round eyes. Huge round eyes that protruded out of his face, covered by enormous glasses. Above his flabby and voluminous red lips was a pencil-thin mustache, and a brown houndstooth suit adorned his body. But below it all, it was still very recognizably Bob.
Shh, that's my secret.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Bob's in disguise, so I won't say anything more.
Thank you. You didn't hear any of that, did you?
Hear what?
Nothing. Now, I'm here on behalf of the Blob Detective Agency. I'm one of his employees, but that's as far as the relationship between us goes. No further.
I can see by your bulging masculinity that would not be an option.
I'm not sure what you mean. Anyway, the Hero Blob, magnificent player on the global scale of anti-crime, has sent me to acquire a grandfather clock.
Very well. Come with me to our wall of clocks. This here is a mahogany piece from Sweden in the 18th century.
No, that's way too small.
Ah, compensating for something, are we? Well, how about this one? 8 feet tall, polished cedar, quartz movement from the futurist clockmakers of 1954.
Lady, that's clearly a time machine, not a clock. Move on.
This here is a gray ash oak piece from the 19th century. Movement is on the winding function with included key, still works perfectly, oiled on average twice a month.
You trying to take advantage of me?
Not in this instance, though if you like, I can give it a try.
That's a grandmother clock, and you know it. It doesn't even have a mustache.
As you say, Sahib. Customer always right in devil capitalism. So we move on to the last piece we have. Badly scuffed, but genuine red mahogany. Only problem, movement is erratic and winding barely works. And big huge hole in back of clock if you open door.
It's perfect! I was gonna have to knock out the back of it anyway. Now, is there a way to set it so the door will pop open when it's set to the time of my parents' death?
No, there is not. Your parents' death?
None of your business, girlie. And what's with all the questions? Who's the reporter here, anyway? You or me?
Didn't think either one of us was reporter. You, detective, I, proprietor of Curio Shop, for various odds and ends.
No, I'm a reporter at a major metropolitan newspaper. I don't know where you got that other idea. Now, how much for the broken clock?
Broken. I normally charge $75, but for you, I'll go $50.
You'd do that for me?
Yeah, I think I would.
I don't know what to say. That's so sweet.
What do you touch my face for?
There was a bug.
You're right. There was a bug. Love bug it name. I'd better get that.
Yeah, I need to go anyway. But here's your $50. I'll just take the clock now.
Yeah, okay. You take.
See you around.
Yes, I see you. Come back anytime. Get your hold of yourself, Celestine. Hello.
It is I, Hag Lady Bobo, again.
Ah, yes, my hag.
What's wrong?
What do you mean?
You sound flustered.
I'm no flustered. No way. No.
Huh. You know the hag planet used to be called the planet love. I know when a woman has been touched by love's slimy tendrils.
No, you wrong. Also, you fat. You not know.
Very well. Who was it that came into the shop?
Just a man.
Are you sure? It could have been some sort of spy, which would potentially disrupt the whole of our operation.
No, it was just a foolish man.
Well, anyway, I found the fax machine, and it turns out I did receive your fax. The plan is a good one, and I approve whole hag-heartedly. The shipment of thousands of pounds of supplies has been sent. Go to the next stage immediately.
Good. I say bye to you. This could be good. I need to clear my head, and work will be good for that. Yeah, good.
And so it was that Celestine, mysterious Pan-Asian temptress, entered the Innocentville Parliament chamber mere hours later, awaiting a chance to put into wicked effect her new plan for domination.
Well, gentlemen, that concludes the major business, the rezoning of all parking spaces around the Parliament chamber to make way for two dirigible parking spaces will go forward as planned. That should make you happy, Mr. Kettle.
Thank you for conceding the floor, Mayor Boonberg.
Well, I wasn't.
The next point of business I'd like to bring up is the major water shortage we're experiencing in Innocentville of late.
Wait, that's ridiculous. Our aquifer growth rates are off the charts. Analysts show we've got enough water to get us into the next century.
The analysts report growth at 1% per annum. That's not a growth, that's a mild swelling.
But swelling is good for water.
The fact of the matter is, we have a major water shortage problem, and unless you do something about it within the week, I move that we make a vote of no confidence and remove you from office.
I think I can help with that.
The floor recognizes the tall woman in the back with the black hair, and can I get you a pair of glasses? It looks like you're squinting to see from back there.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am here as the proprietor of a small entrepreneurial business that produces chemical additives to water sources. They clean people's teeth and make them more susceptible to low-level broadcast sources for psychic mind control. The volume it adds to the water will increase the water levels in the aquifer, making your water level reading seem increasingly good for you.
I don't know. It seems kind of dangerous to put chemicals in the water.
Nonsense. It's a brilliant idea, and it just may save your mayoral tenure.
I suppose. I'll write up the papers to have your plan enacted, young lady.
Excellent. Yes, excellent.
But while the heavy-laden 18-wheelers rolled toward the Innocentville Reservoir, Celestine heads in an entirely other and unexpected direction.
Ah, the Hero Blob Detective Agency, headquarters of my hated enemy, Blob, but also the man of men, Bob Normalsman. What is it that compels me to come here? Enough vacillation. I must go in.
Hi, welcome to the Blob Detective Agency. Oh, it's you. Checking up on your clock? I've got it installed right here in the back.
Oh, yes, it looks excellent in that nook there in front of that large and obvious hole in the wall.
Yeah, that's just a hole I made, not the secret entrance to the Blob Grotto.
But the truth is, I came here not for the clock, but to see if you can solve a mystery for me.
Well, since I'm just a menial laborer and not the proprietor of this establishment, I'm not sure I'm qualified to solve any mysteries.
I think you may be able, Bob Normalsman, for this mystery is between you and me.
What do you mean?
Your giant eyes, your protruding, distended lips, those glasses, is so very sexy to me. Exotic, but not threatening, like African nations' GDP.
I don't follow.
You don't need to follow. Just follow me to inexpensive nearby diner.
Holy mama! What a kiss! Yeah, I'll follow you. Just let me lock up this clock first.
And so Hero Blob, that is, Bob Normal's man, strode off to dinner, arm in arm with Celestine, the China woman. Meanwhile, the cogs are turning with Celestine's wicked plan as the 40 trucks roll up to the reservoir and, following their orders, open their doors and pour their contents into the somewhat depleted waters of the reservoir. But what is in the back of these trucks? Dear goodness, it's hundreds and hundreds, thousands of pounds of rice! And as this nefarious plot unfolds, Blob and Celestine walk through the door of the local iJump, International Juicy Unified Market of Pancakes. iJump is such a wonderful place, with such great-tasting pancakes, that their hearts jump just at the smell of the hot cakes and buttered eggs.
Oh, I love iJump. It makes me happy just to be here. I love their food.
Yeah, and I enjoy their flavored novelty drinks. Pooty-tooty ripened fruity milkshake drinks. I love them. Let's sit down.
Yes, let's take that small booth there by the wall. I want to look into your eyes as I smell these gorgeous golden brown southern biscuits so that the two wonderful senses will forever be entwined in my mind.
Okay.
Hey, little friends. Welcome to iJump. I'm your server, the mad flamethrower person. Have a menu. Be sure to check out our hot deals. There we go. See? Hot deals and a lot of a flamethrower.
Gee. Mad flamethrower person, I don't know you, because I'm Bob Normal's man and not the Hero Blob who recently defeated you, but aren't you a dangerous criminal? How are you allowed to be a waiter at a restaurant?
Good question. The government let me off because all I ended up burning was my own extremely combustible materials factory. I broke the innocent Vader Tower, but my gross giant insurance covered that. So there you go, I'm a free man. Now what kind of drink you want?
I'll have a pooty-tooty ripe and fruity.
And I'd like a Malaysian butter tea.
You don't want to try a new flaming cola drink?
No.
No, thank you, Italian devil.
Really? It's really quite good.
I'm pretty sure I want the drink I ordered.
Okay, fine. I'll just go out to the kitchen and put the order in.
Good.
Now, Bob Normalsman, let me ask you.
Last chance for the flaming cola drink.
No!
Ah.
Now, you were saying, Celestine?
Do you believe in love at first clock purchase?
Every day, girl. I've got it tattooed on my forearm.
Really? May I see it?
No. That is, not here. I'm very conservative. I don't like to show off my forearm in public. And why aren't you wearing a burqa?
I am not a Muslim, Bob. I'm Chinese. I don't believe in religion or your devil capitalism. Unless it's in the context of me making money. But I do believe in love.
That doesn't sound like a very accurate portrayal of a Chinese culture and beliefs to me.
And how would you know? You, an expert on China, Mr. Little Italy, huh? Now get us 2 stacks of 5 thick and creamy pancakes on the double, or I break your scrawny neck.
Yes, ma'am. Mamma mia!
Wow. I love it when you're rough, Celestine.
I love it when you're anything, Blob Normalsman.
I love it when you love me.
I love it when you say stupid thing.
I love it when you insult me.
I love it when you take ancient Chinese compliment as insult. Now give me those fat lips, cherry blossom boy.
I love it when you whoa.
I'm coming through, a little lover birds. As a Cicero would say, I wish you could be a one a bigger nose. And you, Mr. Man, I almost want a bigger nose, eh?
Well, thanks, interrupter.
I am angry that you interrupt our intercourse.
Jeez, lady.
I meant our conversation. It can mean that in context. I am very angry that you interrupt our conversation, Italian idiot whose home country only exists because of my people's constant tourist trips to visit. But I am happy that you bring us our food so quick.
Yeah, that was quick. Hey, this is burnt.
Yeah, it didn't look quite a finish when it came out from the kitchen. So I used my flamethrower to burn it.
You freak, I warned you.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do?
I talked to your manager. Manager! You get over here now. I have a problem with employee.
Yes? How may I help you?
You, employee, burn my food. Interrupt makeout. It's generally a bitch. You fire him.
Oh, dear. I value your opinion, miss, and I'll deal with this situation immediately. Come with me, mad flamethrower person.
No, you do this here in front of us, for a whole restaurant to hear. His honor gets besmirched in public here.
Well, I usually deal with these things behind closed doors, ma'am.
Then you do things differently here this time. I demand you fire him right now.
Ma'am, we've got rules here. There's a procedure.
Fire on your rules, idiot fat manager. You do things this way I say. Customer right in devil capitalism. You do it now.
Well, I...
No!
Fine, whatever. It was gonna happen anyway, mad flamethrower person. Your conduct has been unsatisfactory since you started here. You can't just burn everyone's food or wave flamethrowers in front of their faces.
What? Everybody likes flames in their food, right?
No, I don't think so.
I hate it. My Chinese astrologers say fire sign bad for me.
See? Not everyone likes to be burned. I'm sorry, Mr. Person, but I'm gonna have to let you go.
Wait, Athena, what are you saying?
I'm gonna terminate your employment, Mad.
So, what is it you're doing?
I'm not gonna be needing you here anymore.
I don't follow.
You're fired, okay?
That's the ticket. Those are the words I was looking for. I'm fired! And this is the happiest day of my life!
Good job. Now put on TV volume. I can't hear what Noose is saying.
Yes, ma'am. That actually felt pretty good.
This is Joe Gubelgop with Innocentville's Action 10 Action News. I'm reporting live wearing my signature really cool trench coat at Innocentville Reservoir, where terrifying events are unfolding. It seems the reservoir, which was already at a frightening low, has somehow been filled with thousands of pounds of rice. It seems that the rice is absorbing all of the water and rendering all of Innocentville completely waterless. Feeling thirsty yet? Too bad. Turn on your faucets, folks. You'll find them dry or full of rice. I'm not sure if it'll actually go through the pipes. We have a resident rice expert, Rick McStanmeyer, on the phone to explain it further. Rick?
Well, from what I know about rice, it seems that it absorbs water at a very high rate.
Wow. Someday people will look back on this day and say that Rick McStanmeyer finally proved his complete inadequacy in front of everyone.
Thanks, Joe. I'm just sorry I couldn't also look like a jerk idiot in a stupid trench coat.
And I'm sorry I don't have to look in the mirror at a greasy pinecone-nosed face like you do every morning. Oh, wait. I'm not. More after this word from our sponsors.
Did you hear that, Bob? Sounds like this crazy city of idiots is finally getting what it deserves.
What? Celestine, that's awful.
Really? This city has always rejected me, and I'm sure it's solely because I'm a woman who is also proprietor of Curio Shop. This country's so sexist. More butter tea, stupid waiters!
We can talk about this later. For now, I need to go.
Go? Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got other things to do, but this was nice, honest. Bye! Blob, super running pa- that is, Bob, normal running.
Yeah, bye.
Well, here's your butter tea and your bill.
You think you charge me for subpar burnt food? You comp it now! You comp it now!
That is...
No!
Yes, ma'am.
Papa Normalsman, I hope you don't break my heart. But now, I've got better fish to fly. Or rather, better rice to check on.
While outside, Bob Normalsman prepares himself for battle.
I don't know what the deal is with that Celestine chick. She seemed cool all through dinner, but then she said that line at the end that was so mean. It's not like her. Well, anyway... Time to take off these Bob Normalsman clothes and glasses and this fake mustache. And I'm ready to go. Blob flight power, activate. I see the reservoir down there now. It is full of rice, just like the news said. Well, one thing that defeats rice is vinegar. Blob liquidize. Liquid form vinegar.
Valiantly, Blob jumps down in liquid form into the enormous reservoir filled with rice. But it seems he has truly jumped to his doom.
I'm filling up this reservoir, and soon my vinegar body will melt away all this rice. Hey, what is this? I can't feel my leg and my liquid arm. I'm being sucked away into the rice. No!
And as disaster strikes for Blob, the Innocentville Parliament faces the city's disaster.
Now, people, let's calm down.
How can we be calm when our city is completely without water?
Mr. Kettle, the floor does not recognize you. Now, I'm sure Blob is on the job and he'll save us, like he always does.
Blob? Hero Blob? I will not stand by as Mayor Goonberg sits, helpless as a baby, relying on a ticking time bomb of a psychotic costume freak.
Mr. Kettle, how dare you say such things about Blob? See, here's the news. I'm sure they'll say how he's saving the city.
This is Rick McStanmeyer in the Action 10 Action News Global Sky Helicopter reporting at Innocentville's active volcano, Mount Innocentville. A strange red aircraft marked only Made in China is hovering over the volcano, dropping weird flaming items into its depths. Oh my goodness! The volcano has just begun to erupt.
Oh no!
Fires are already beginning to spread throughout the town, and without any water in the whole city, there seems to be no way these fires will be put out.
Don't worry, gentlemen. Hero Blob can just turn into a wave of water and put out all the fires.
This is Joe Goobblegop interrupting that fat fool's broadcast with an update here, live at the Innocentville Reservoir. Hero Blob just moments ago turned into liquid vinegar and poured into the reservoir.
See? Now we'll all be saved. Our fire trucks can pour the vinegar into the fires and put them out.
Unfortunately, though, the rice seems to have absorbed Hero Blob completely. That's right, Hero Blob has disappeared, absorbed into pounds and pounds of rice.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. This is the end of the Blob menace. And now, gentlemen, if you would turn your MyTab electronic voting tablets on, please join me in a vote of no confidence in Mayor Goonberg's administration.
With all due respect, the fate of the town is in the balance. This is no time for things to be decided by a committee.
Exactly. It's a time for action. That's why if I'm elected interim mayor right now, I'll personally fly my dirigible full of my best 100-year-old Falernian wine over the fires and put them out, pouring my expensive wine all over them.
Why, that's madness!
Mayor Goonberg, there comes a time when people are arguing endlessly that a man must raise his head over the crowd. With action as his guide, he must rise and put out his hand. This is that time, and I am that man.
Well, that was very impressive. To be honest, I think I might vote no confidence in myself now.
Yes, and the votes are in. Thank you, gentlemen. You've done the right thing. No confidence in Mayor Goonberg. As acting mayor, I'll proceed to my airship and begin to fulfill my campaign promise of saving the city immediately.
And above the fire-belching Mount Innocentville, Celestine ponders the destruction.
Such beautiful lava, like the exploding fireworks of my culture that were hatefully appropriated by Western culture. This evil doing is fun, but my heart just isn't in it. I can't enjoy it like I used to, unless I get Bob Normalsman by my side. That waiter ruined our meal. Ah, well, I shall simply drown my sorrows in eating rice, as I always do. Hope it not make me fat like all my aunties. Made in China craft pilot, swoop down to reservoir. I need rice now! Okay, slow down while I scoop rice into a traditional Chinese bowl. Okay, now I eat and then I will feel better. This good rice. Kind of balsamic taste. Love it. Don't even have to add soy sauce. Boy, that's good. Yum yum. That Chinese for ho ho mei ha.
As the USS Made in China flies back into the air, another craft sidles up to the southern district of Innocentville, which by now is completely engulfed in flames.
Welcome to my dirigible, gentlemen. Now, as soon as we're over the affected areas, we'll release the Falernian wine and put out those fires.
I'm still not sure this is such a good idea, Stephen.
That's Mayor Kettle to you. Know your place, Mr. Gunberg.
While across the sky, the USS Made in China swoops down towards them.
Mmm, this is so good. Now, pilot, we cannot let that dirigible drop whatever it's filled with into those fires. Lock onto it with the missiles.
To be honest, Celestine, I don't know how to lock onto anything with these controls.
What? You incompetent idiot? You not know how to lock on target?
Nope.
How you can be pilot and not know that?
Well, I'm actually not a pilot either.
Then what are you?
I'm Dr. Van Bompo, and I'm a very nice man. I'm a veterinarian.
But why you no do on my plane?
Oh, yes. Your pilot told me to tell you. He had to go home.
Go home? Why?
Well, he's a Tibetan Buddhist, and he needed to do some meditation. Also, he said you haven't paid him for the last 7 months' work.
Why should I pay him? I own him. He like a part of me.
Well, in any case, he isn't here, and I'm sorry, but I don't know how to lock a missile on.
Well, then you're useless. I'd throw you to death.
Well, that wouldn't be very nice at all.
Okay, now I lock on missiles. Okay, they lock on. All I have to do is press red button, red like my homeland, and it fire and kill all them Innocentville Parliament in the big balloon. Now I just... what that? My stomach hurts so bad. What in heck? This hurts so bad. Horrible. I feel like my stomach explode now.
Blob, solidize.
Oh no, it can't be. Blob was in the rice.
Solid form. Blob, of course.
No!
No!
Blob's free! I feel much better. I was trapped in that rice with no way out. Luckily, someone must have eaten the rice and digested it away, freeing me into their bowel juices.
I die.
Huh? Celestine! Oh no, what happened to you?
You burst out of my stomach, you freak! I die at hands of worst enemy.
Oh no, I'm so sorry,
I a woman! Don't you know it rude to burst out of woman's stomach?
I didn't mean it, Celestine.
It no matter your intention anymore, devil western blob man.
Please, this can't be happening. Isn't there anything I can do to make it up to you?
I don't know why you be so nice to me, but yeah, you press red button, blow up parliament in dirigible.
I ain't doing that.
Okay. Then you just do one thing for me. Tell Bob Normalsman I love him.
Somehow, lady, I think he already knows.
Oh yeah, and tell him deepest, darkest secret of me. I'm not really Chinese, just 3/4 British and 1/4 Korean. I just like Chinese culture, it's so cool.
Celestine, I loved you. I really did. And now you're dead because of me. No. Oh well. Blob flight power activate.
While on the mayoral dirigible.
And now we're directly above the fires. I shall pull a lever and flood the town with my Falernian wine.
No, I just realized why that's such a bad idea. Alcohol is flammable.
Oh, too late. If this district burns, I suppose we'll have to redevelop it with expensive housing projects from my construction subsidiary.
Why, the fires. They're out. You did save the day. That must have been some cheap wine.
And so the day was saved once again. Over the next few weeks, Blob provided free drinking water by pouring parts of himself into hundreds of thousands of bottles and handing them out to the city.
And so the people of Innocentville, freed from the terror of thirst and feasting on free rice at the reservoir, were free to live their lives in happiness.
And remember, kids, every time you drink a bottle of water, every time you turn on a faucet, that could be me. And once you drink me, I'm a part of you forever.
The end.
The end.
The end.
The end.
The end.
The end forever.
The end.
But not... really, because Blob will return.
The end times infinity.
And Blob 5.
And Blob 5, the Vampire Imperative Part 1.
The Vampire Imperative Part 1.
Vampire World's Fabulous
Captain. But the end of this one, I said it, and you can't say it again.
The end.
Ah, Chi-Shin, I'm so frustrated.
I'm so frustrated, man.
But call me for your free reading.